NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed. At Bruce Hurdle. At Eric Goodman. Wednesday, Planet Open Box Auction. Featuring electronics, household goods, Beats headphones, computers, workout equipment, furniture, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to BeyondStemCellsDenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
Breaking news. We have a happy Sean Payton. Easier to deal with. Seems to be in a very good mood. Has shown that. Throughout OTAs. And I got to tell you something. I'm guessing that type of positive energy permeates through the locker room, not to suggest him being a bit of a sourpuss last year permeated through the locker room.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. He's lauded the team's youth and energy, calling it contagious. I would assume that that is applicable to he and his coaching staff. You can just tell that, and I'm not going to get into a pall has been lifted. That's not fair. But the fact that he has a team as much as it can be of his choosing right now. I mean, he doesn't have all the pieces he'd like to have. Don't mistake what I'm saying here. But for where he is right now and where this team is in terms of development compared to a year ago at this point, even though he probably felt like he might have had a more competitive team in his first year last year, I think that he is just much more comfortable with this group. This is a group that has him stamped much more on it.
This reminds me of what we see every year with every single team at spring training. Everybody's in a good mood.
Yeah, hopeful, right?
No games have been lost. Of course, no games have been won. The questions are not going to be hard-hitting.
Nope.
Everyone's accessible. But once the season starts and you start losing a bunch of games, there's a lot of tension.
Of course, and stress is created, and people deal with stress, as we all do, in very different ways. So totally understand that. But for right now, blue skies shining on me. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
I just had a Mark McIntosh flashback.
Yeah, it was good.
Where he used to sing
on
the show.
No, that was solid. Wasn't singing. That was just throwing a verse out there.
No, that was singing.
I'm happy. I mean, we got a lot of things going on with Sean Payton right now.
Les used to do the same thing. He used to sing on the show.
How did Les do with it?
How did he do with what?
With the singing.
He had a nice voice.
Damn right he did.
He'd be the first one to tell you.
That he had a good voice?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a great voice. I can carry a tune, but I'm certainly no one you'd want to listen to.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah, kind of. A little bit.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I think for right now, you know what it is? It's we're flying in some clean air right now. There's no turbulence right now. We don't have double lattes and USA Today articles being sprung on us and things of that nature. It's all good. I hope it's good for Sean. It's certainly been good for us. No question about it. It's all been very nice.
If the story is true, and I believe it is, and I believe you believe it is as well, that when Sean Payton interviewed for the job here, in so many words, he said to the Penners, I don't know if Russell Wilson's going to work for me. It was an arranged marriage. And there was some tension, certainly between Wilson and Payton, with a number of things that Payton said, even before OTAs began. I'll remind people of the story where Payton at the Super Bowl is having dinner with Joe Montana and Russell Wilson, and publicly Sean said, I wish that Russell would just shut the hell up because I wanted to listen to Joe Montana.
Yeah.
You could tell right there he wasn't crazy about Russell Wilson. And then, even though Russell Wilson did improve, we saw the barking on the sidelines. And he wasn't happy with Russell Wilson's play because his processor wasn't as great. He couldn't get the plays out in the huddle. He didn't execute the plays as well as Sean wanted to. Now, he has a guy that he wants. The guy that he didn't is out the door. And just by that reason alone, I think he's happier.
Clearly, there was an agreement between ownership and Sean Payton coming in, to the point where ownership, remember, at the end of the year, Greg Penner said, and I don't have the verbatim right in front of me, but said something to the effect of the money that they had to pay to separate themselves from Russell Wilson would not be a deterring factor. He basically said, we'll deal with it.
Bottom line, though, is it would have been Greg Penner's final decision.
Yes.
What if Greg would have said, I don't want to eat this? I don't think we see the same happy, peppy, snappy Sean.
No. But I think that everybody was pretty clear about where they were and how they were on it. I think that there's even more on Sean now, because we're doing it Sean's way. Now, we were doing it Sean's way last year, but we were doing it with arranged marriages.
Yep.
It's different now.
Yep.
There's nothing arranged about Bo Nix. They went out and drafted him in the first round.
Right.
That's not arranged. That's going out and finding the fit.
I'll give you another thing. And it's not a knock on him at all as a person and as a player. I've been told Sean Payton wanted nothing to do with Justin Simmons' contract because of the position that he played.
Yeah, I mean, that's economics.
Right. Not every team would do that, though. A team would look to restructure. Or something. Sean didn't want to do that either.
Well, not only did they not restructure, it doesn't sound like, and I've talked to someone about this, it don't look for any last second deal bringing him back.
No.
That's water under the bridge. It's done.
They want to see if some of these young guys can play. PJ Locke, can Caden Stearns stay healthy? Who they brought in from Miami? I mean, he's nowhere near Justin Simmons.
Yeah.
It is a step back for sure.
Yeah, without question. But that's not to say that that room can't be very effective. There are good football players, PJ Locke being one of them, Caden Stearns being another. Availability for Caden Stearns is always the biggest question. But I did think it was interesting that the first guy, when asked last week about leadership skills that Sean Payton identified, was PJ Locke.
Yep.
That was interesting to me, because clearly the biggest leader in that clubhouse and the face of that franchise to a large degree was Justin Simmons. Okay. So they play the same position. I just found it interesting. And he also talked about Baron Browning, but then he said it can come from a lot of ways. He has talked a lot about the team's youth and energy. Big theme moving forward here as we head towards July and the beginning of training camp.
Coming up after the break, the Denver Post had an interesting article tying together the final four teams in the NBA playoffs and what they all did to improve their rosters. In some ways suggesting, do the Nuggets need to follow suit? That's next.
Nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurry.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my
Glad stretch, feeling fine, so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A moment you'll never remember, and a night you'll never forget. Oh, you sinner, stand up, sing hallelujah. Show praise with your body, stand up, sing hallelujah. And if you can't stop shaking, lean back, let it move right through ya. Say your prayers, say your prayers, say your prayers. My life started the day I got caught under the covers with secondhand lovers. Oh, tied up in pretty young things in a state of emergency. Who was I trying to be? From the time of being sad, it's over. And you miss them like you miss no other. And being blue is better than being.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman. Wednesday, Planet Open Box Auction featuring electronics, household goods, Beats headphones, computers, workout equipment, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, never too early to start thinking about lunch or dinner. That's why I highly recommend you go to Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew. They're off of 36th and Pecos. It's not just the best barbecue spot in town. It is one of the best restaurants in town because Dave had a past life, and he has so many different things on the menu. Of course, excellent slowly smoked ribs, outstanding tender brisket, really good wings. But if you want to go off the beaten path with a little bit of a barbecue flavor, how about a smoked meatloaf and a portobello mushroom balsamic glaze? How about a wild salmon Reuben? So many different things to order, outstanding sides. All their desserts are homemade as well. Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew. Once again, you can find them off of 38th, and Pecos. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health and Castle Rock in Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
Great article in the Denver Post on Sunday talking about the final four teams in the NBA playoffs. All made major trades in the last two seasons, but most of them were made in the last 365 days. Boston traded for Porzingis, Jrue Holiday, All-Stars. Indiana traded for Pascal Siakam, All-Star. Mavericks traded for Kyrie Irving, All-Star. Timberwolves traded for Rudy Gobert, Mike Conley, All-Stars. With that, the Nuggets, and this has been well documented, they don't have any current All-Stars on the roster unless you're talking about DeAndre Jordan, but that was so far in the past. Some will argue Jamal Murray is an All-Star. You can argue it, but it's just not true. Aaron Gordon, he's an All-Star. You can argue it, but it's just not true. Really good players have never made an All-Star team, and just because you haven't made an All-Star team doesn't mean you're not a great player. With that, we don't know what's going to happen with KCP. Do you think the Nuggets need to consider making a major move? And, of course, MPJ would have to be involved in it. Don't do what the Rockies do, which is fall in love with their draft picks and never want to trade them. Please, don't do that.
Yeah, the difference, though, is that the Nuggets have won a world championship with those players in place.
With Bruce Brown coming off the bench. Do you think they win a title without Bruce Brown last year? My answer is an absolute no.
Absolute no?
Absolute no. Who else would have been coming off the bench? Brown, Jeff Green, and who else? Bruce Brown gave you valuable minutes in terms of offensively and defensively. He was a key cog in that title. Key cog in that. They do not win a title without him. I'm sorry, they just don't. Now, it's not to say he was the best player on the team, because he wasn't, but he was a key reason why they won.
Okay. I'm not, you're a little stronger than I would be on that, but that's fine.
He was your sixth man.
He was.
Okay.
He was. If it hadn't been him, someone else would have been the sixth man.
Would
they have gravitated to that level? Who knows?
Somebody has to be the sixth man. Doesn't mean that sixth man's any good.
No, you're right.
I guess the question is, what kind of value do other teams put on Michael Porter Jr. if there is going to be a trade?
Yeah, it depends on what kind of team it is. If it's a team looking for help supplementing, that's a little different than a team looking for a frontline scorer.
I would target the Cleveland Cavaliers because they have a lot of talent, but it seems to be misplaced. The pieces don't seem to fit together. I'm not saying you're going to get Darius Garland. I'm not suggesting you're going to get Donovan Mitchell.
No.
But they have a lot of talent on that roster, and if you just want a spot-up shooter, that's...
Well, they've got LeVert, and they've got Jared Allen.
Yep.
He's an all-star.
Jared Allen's going to be moved.
Yes. I mean, if you can tell me that I get those two guys for Michael Porter Jr., I'm making the deal all day. Yes. Yep. But I think that will be hard to pry that away from a team like Cleo. Wait, I don't know. We'll see.
Then throw in some first-round draft picks.
You can always do that, right?
Yeah. Throw in some first-round draft
picks. Yeah, here you go.
A lot of these deals that we just talked about included a lot of first-round draft picks.
Yes, you're right.
You're young enough. Mm-hmm. The Nuggets are young enough. They just took three guys in the draft last year. Two guys in the draft the previous year. They're young enough. The question for Calvin Booth is, does he want to make a trade, and I hate to use this phrase, stunting the growth of their young players?
This would all be a much easier equation if they had some assurances for what that youth would provide. Because so far, it hasn't provided much of anything. And that's a little bit harsh because Christian Brown has certainly been a key element in both of his first 2 years. Peyton Watson, I don't know about you, I still am curious to see how he continues to evolve. He did make progress this season. He didn't make enough progress for them to have trust at the most important time of the season in him. That has to change. And then you've got three guys that you drafted last year that really none of them ended up being factors in this late season run. Does that change? Who is the guy? It's Strother, isn't it? Strother's the guy that's most likely fits the pattern or the needs for what the Nuggets have got to have. At least he's a three-point shooter. Now, he's not much of a defender at this point, but these are the challenges of moving forward with the team. You lose KCP and then are willing to trade a Michael Porter Jr., you're doing quite a makeover of a championship basketball team. But that may be the way you got to go.
I mean, think about this for a second. The Nuggets have the best starting five in basketball. If they trade Michael Porter Jr., they've gutted that starting rotation.
Yeah.
If KCP walks.
Right. That's a danger, man. Because you know what you have. Right? You know to a degree, and we talked about this in the first hour, this all boils down to degrees of belief.
Yep.
What do you really think that you have or don't have? Because you're right. You lose a KCP and an MPJ. That's 40% of your starting lineup from a championship team 2 years removed.
What I'm about to say is a compliment to Calvin Booth. I think he has very little conscience about trading just about anybody. Clearly, he's not going to trade Jokic and Murray. But the point is, he thinks more like Masai Ujiri than he does Tim Conley, where for Tim, who I love the pieces, and everybody does, Tim would take his relationships and I think make them part of his headspace in terms of dealing players. Will Barton, Gary Harris, so on and so forth. I think that if Calvin Booth got the right deal, he would pull the trigger no matter what.
No question.
Yep, and that's the type of guy that I want to have.
I agree.
Don't let emotions get in the way of your business decision.
Right. Yes. I am totally sure of one thing. If Calvin Booth can make a move that is beneficial to the Denver Nuggets, regardless of who's involved, and make them immediate at that moment a better basketball team, he's doing it.
Is this team better if KCP walks out the door, Christian Brown moves up into the starting lineup, and then they pick up a couple of pieces?
Depends what the pieces are, but no. I mean,
I'll say no just for this reason. right now, Christian Brown is not KCP.
No, he can't hit shots like KCP.
And does. I don't know if he'll ever be KCP.
I love him defensively, and I do love the energy that he brings.
You love it over 20 minutes a game, not necessarily 30-plus minutes a game.
I do, and I love his toughness. Those are all things that are very attractive and appealing about him. But KCP has plenty of dog in him.
Yep.
KCP has plenty of toughness in him. He's at least as a similar type of defender, and he's a much better three-point shooter.
If we don't look at this roster heading into the season and saying it is better, they will not win a title because the other teams around them are going to be getting better. You have to improve, not kind of status quo despite some players moving around.
Yeah, the question becomes degrees of improvement. You can improve exponentially. You can improve with a leap and a jump. There's lots of different ways to improve. You do have a great core. You do.
Yep.
You've got a really solid core of three guys that are undeniable. No question about it moving forward. It's going to be interesting to see what they want to do and then what they can do, because let's not forget some of the financial restrictions under which they're operating.
Coming up after the break, WNBA back in the news again. That's because of Caitlin Clark. Dirty foul, no question about it. Matt Barnes, former NBA player, had a really interesting take about this. We'll talk about it next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman. Wednesday, Planet Open Box Auction featuring electronics, household goods, Beat headphones, computers, workout equipment, furniture, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda or find them at sthmazda.com.
Here's a phrase that has never come out of my mouth. The biggest story of the weekend was in the WNBA when Chenity Carter had a flagrant foul won on Caitlin Clark when she blindsided her from behind. Carter claims it was in retaliation for an elbow, which looked beyond unintentional. I still don't get the venom overflowing about Caitlin Clark. I believe some of it has to do with race. I believe some of it has to do with you're taking the spotlight away from us. Because quite frankly, Chenity, quite frankly, Donna Taurasi, and some of you in the WNBA, you never had a spotlight to begin with. And the only reason that you have one is because of Caitlin Clark. Whether you like her, dislike her. She's a good player, great player, crappy player. Your league now has a better opportunity for more television revenue, which means higher salaries for you. Many of you are flying charter jets now. You're playing in front of sold-out crowds. So yes, let's find a way to injure Caitlin Clark. Brilliant strategy.
If nothing else, make good business decisions. I mean, if you are railing against white privilege, whatever the case may be, if that's really what's angering you, or if you're jealous, I mean, at the very least, just step back and say, from the bottom line, in my checkbook, although that's an antiquated notion, isn't it? Do people have checkbooks anymore?
I have one.
Of course you do.
I don't really write checks.
But you have a checkbook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But I mean, make good bottom line decisions for your own well-being.
Right.
I mean, if nothing else, be selfish about it. What's best for me in this thing?
If for some reason Carter injured Caitlin Clark and she was out for the season, you think a lot of people would still be watching NBA games, WNBA games?
No, I don't.
No, not at all. In the meantime, former NBA player Matt Barnes, who's a tough guy in his own right, had an interesting take about the hard foul on Clark.
So there's a hot topic going on right now. Caitlin Clark says she got cheap shotted against the sky. I mean, throughout the season, she's been getting beat up. Hard screens, elbows, knocked down. It is what it is. She's not the first. She won't be the last. My issue and my question is, where the f*** are her teammates at? Where are y'all at? Where are the rest of the Indiana Fever at? I've seen a couple girls smirk when she's got knocked down, half-assed to pick her up. Like, y'all supposed to protect the asset, protect the star. And all this is the team. She's the star. You always protect your star. I was someone who protected the stars. You f***ing Kobe, CP, Blake, list goes on. It's going to be a problem because you guys are supposed to be a family. And you wonder why you sit at the bottom of the league right now is because y'all don't protect each other, man. Coach don't do shit about it. Players don't do shit about it. Y'all should be ashamed of it. But the rest of the league is going to continue to test her. And that's what they're supposed to do. It's your guys' f***ing job to have her back and have each other's back. Got to do better, ladies.
That's for sure. It may be the most egregious part of this. Yeah, the cheap shots keep happening. Caitlin Clark, to her credit, I think.
Could you imagine if somebody playing the Pistons back in the 80s went after Isaiah Thomas, what that would look like?
Yeah, and he wouldn't have even had to have been the favorite guy in the locker room, and probably by most accounts wasn't.
Right.
But you don't think John Sally wouldn't be looking for someone to kick his ass?
John Sally's way down the road. You have Bill Laimbeer, Rick Mahorn, and Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
John Sally's fourth on the list.
So there you go. That stuff is not going
to
happen.
I'll tell you what I think needs to happen. One of the stars of the WNBA needs to come out and publicly say what many in our league are doing is wrong. Caitlin Clark is great for our league. I want her to have great success, and I support her. Somebody in the league needs to step up and say that publicly. Maybe starting with Diana Taurasi, who in a lot of ways is still the face of the WNBA, despite being in the twilight of her career. An elder stateswoman needs to say something.
What's good for the league is good for me.
Yes.
Just live by that. And you know what? Swallow your pride or jealousy or whatever the hell it is that is making you do and react to Caitlin Clark in the way that it has been done. Because in the end, you are all going to profit from it. And really, isn't that the most important thing? Growth of the league? Growth of your bank account? That's the American way.
And by the way, it doesn't have to be the best player in the WNBA. No. It needs to be someone that people actually know outside of the WNBA. I am looking at stats right now of the WNBA. The top five scorers, I'll be honest, I've never heard of. When it comes to assists, by the way, Caitlin Clark is fourth in assists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here are two names that almost everybody knows outside of the WNBA. Diana Taurasi and Breanna Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Most sports fans at least know those names. One of those two needs to take the mantle and, metaphorically speaking, stand at midcourt in front of a sold-out crowd and, like a referee with a boxer, grab Caitlin Clark's hand and hold it up like she just won the title and say, I'm with Clark. Whether you like her or not is not the point. She is great for business.
Totally. And I will say, and I know that Caitlin Clark has a reputation as a trash talker. So what? She's not a dirty player.
Most NBA players do.
Talk a lot of trash.
Yes, they do.
And I will say this about Caitlin Clark. She's not complaining. I don't hear her griping, bitching, moaning. I mean, she just gets up, dusts herself off, and gets back to it.
What I'm about to say is not a comparison. It's not a direct parallel. But this rings true to me in a small, 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 small way.
All right.
What Caitlin Clark, and let me finish because you're going to think, where the hell are you going with this? What Caitlin Clark is dealing with is what Jackie Robinson dealt with. Not breaking the color barrier. Jackie Robinson had to bite his tongue every single time somebody from the stands or an opposing dugout or even in his own locker room threw out something racial. That's why Branch Rickey picked him, because Branch Rickey felt this is a guy, he's going to get a lot of grief, he's going to get a lot of racial harassment, but he will handle it in a way where it doesn't set off a firestorm. Caitlin Clark is receiving not the same type of abuse, but she is receiving verbal and physical abuse on the court, and to her credit, like Jackie Robinson, is biting her tongue.
She is. That much is similar, no question.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
The U.S. women's national soccer team was in town this past week for their friendly against Korea. We'll get into their performance, and this former Broncos kicker was released yesterday. That's next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Wednesday, there's a Planet Open Box auction featuring electronics, household goods, Beats headphones, computers, workout equipment, furniture, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now to bring in our friend Dan McKenzie from the McKenzie Law Firm. Excuse me, I've been telling you about him for a long time and for good reason. I had procrastinated for a while about doing a will with my family. Little did I know that a will was good, but a trust was a hell of a lot better. And that's because Dan said, here are the differences. And I'm like, why didn't I think of this myself? And the reason I didn't, I don't do what Dan does. With that, Dan, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Let's cut right to the chase. If somebody decides, I don't need to see Dan, I don't need to do anything, what's going to happen to them?
Something. There's always an answer. You know,
Bad stuff.
There are rules in place, but it's rare that people come in here, tell me what they want, and they line up with those rules. I mean, those rules are there to try and make our best guess as to what people want, but that can not work pretty quickly, depending on your situation. So any deviation at all, just from the, you know, traditional family leaving stuff to kids equally, gets complicated quickly.
New words that went into my vernacular after talking to you, probate. Mm-hmm. And trust. Mm-hmm. I learned very quickly that trust has very little to do with money. Well, if you got a lot of money, you got to put it in a trust.
Yeah. Yeah.
Completely yeah. Not true.
Right. I mean, certainly people who have a lot of money typically do use trust, but there's a lot of reasons to use trust besides, hiding wealth.
Right.
I think that's what people think trusts are for is, you know, hiding assets or, reducing taxes or whatever. There actually are trusts that could do that kind of stuff, but they're not very common and they take a lot of work. A more typical trust is just your living trust that you stay in control of, and it just lets you say, look, I'm putting my stuff in here and I will continue to control it, but if I can't do this for any reason, somebody else steps in, they start running this thing, and off they go. They don't need to wait for a court to authorize them to do anything because the trust is the owner. So even if you pass away, your trust will continue on and operate under your instructions. So that's what that's providing to you.
But let's dig a little bit deeper. How does a trust avoid probate that you will have to deal with if you have a will only?
Well, so let's say like you own your house and you pass away, and somebody's going to need to sell that house, right? I mean, your wife or your kids would have a, you know, they'd be interested in selling that house and getting that cash, right? Well, they can't just show up to a closing and have the title company look at the deed. The deed says Eric Goodman on it. Not you. Who are you, right? So you've got to go get a court order saying that you have proven that Eric Goodman really did pass away. I mean, that's not just necessarily obvious to everybody. And that you're the right person, even though you're the wife or the kid or whatever, like, that doesn't mean anything. There could be a will out there saying that this house is supposed to go to someone else entirely. So we don't know that. So go get a court to confirm that you passed away and you're the right person, or that, Eric's passed away and you're the right person to actually handle this stuff. Well, in a trust, if the trust owns the house, it's the Eric Goodman Trust owning this thing now. And if Eric Goodman isn't here anymore, the Eric Goodman Trust still is, right? So we're not going through probate and getting a court order because the owner of that house is still fine, even if you're not. So your wife steps in. She starts running the Eric Goodman Trust. She's got instructions about what you wanted to do, how you want her to handle herself and your kids and all that kind of stuff. And she just does that and doesn't need that court order.
Every time you come on the show, you talk to our producer, Alex. Really nice guy. Single, a lot of reasons why. Probably can't find somebody to tolerate him, and that's okay. I saw his bank account has about $17 in it. Tell Alex why he should come talk to you.
Well, you know, I mean, single, I just mentioned, like, look, your wife, like, she can't necessarily do stuff for you, right? She's your wife. Here you've made this commitment that has all these legal ramifications to it. She still can't get into bank accounts and handle things that are titled to you, right? And that's, like, the closest person in your life that you've deliberately chosen. So people who don't have that in their lives at the moment, for whatever reason, it's like they're not going to assume that you have a good relationship with your parents or your siblings or, you know, girlfriend or whatever else. Like, so no one can really do anything for you. There's a lot of stuff that can come up besides, you know, distributing some elaborate estate that just, like, you need the help. You need someone, like, you're hospitalized unexpectedly, and you need someone to make sure your rent's getting paid and your car payment's being made and taxes are being filed and the insurance is being dealt with and all that kind of stuff. And if you haven't written down who can do that for you, that's going to be a real big problem.
So, Alex, if you don't talk to Dan, I don't know who's getting that $17. Yeah. With that, Dan, how do people get a hold of you?
They can go to coplans.co on the internet, or they can call 833-CO-PLANS. Of course, we're in Colorado, but we got that number to be easy to remember.
Dan, have a great day, my friend.
Okay, you too.
See you, pal. Bye. Time now for the final word.
The final word is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, on Saturday, the U.S. women's national team put on a show at Dick's Sporting Goods Park while tuning up for the Olympics in front of a sold-out crowd. The U.S. posted a 4-0 win in a friendly match with South Korea. Mallory Swanson, the Colorado native, scored 2 goals and got some of the biggest cheers from the local crowd. She said playing in front of more than 19,000 people from her home state means a lot. Did you follow what the U.S. women's national team did on Saturday just up the road?
Yeah, I did. And for a couple of reasons, most prominently, Mallory Swanson, Lindsay Horan, and Sophia Smith, obviously, the Colorado connection. But from a larger, broader view, Emma Hayes, the new coach of the United States women's national team, former star in the English League, was the manager, which is the verbiage over there for coach, of Chelsea. Coaching in her first game with Team USA. Seemed to go pretty well, if you ask me. This is a team that's trying to, they're only ranked 4th in the world. So they're not the favorites going to the Olympic Games in Paris. So there are some things that I think are fairly intriguing, not just from a, hey, we've got some of our own gals coming home, but what they're going to be doing the rest of the summer. And Paris is going to be pretty big stuff for them.
Got time for one more?
Got time for one more. All right, just in case you missed it, the Washington Commanders are releasing Brandon McManus, who's being accused of sexual assault in a lawsuit filed last month. The Commanders continue OTAs today and will do so without currently having a kicker on their roster. Any idea what the future looks like for McManus? Will he get picked up? What's going to happen?
Guilty, as charged before this whole thing has come out. That's what this is. Now, granted, I have a little bit of loyalty towards Brandon because he's always been good to me.
Right.
But they released a guy and the facts haven't come out yet. But then again, he's a kicker and he's in his 30s.
Yeah.
If he was a 25-year-old quarterback, he would not have been released.
Will he kick again in the NFL?
I think he has the talent to
do it.
Too. I mean, guys play well into their 30s. Somebody will be looking for someone.
I would think
so. I believe that by opening day, he will be on a roster.
All right. There you go.
What do you think?
I do, too, because I think that consistency is something or other that you are, you know, when you don't have it at that position, it creates real issues. So, but, yeah, interesting. But the Washington Commanders, maybe if it was another team, might have weathered the storm on this. Think about the Commanders and what we've gone through
right.
with Daniel Snyder and all of this.
Good point.
I mean, I think that there's some component of that in this, too.
That's going to do it for us, Alex and Brett. Great job. Same with you, Bruce. I'll try and do better tomorrow. Make it the best possible day you can.
What you want, baby, I got you. The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.